Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95x.com.
The morning mess. We are Marty and Shannon. We invite Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. He's our lawyer here at the morning mess, and we do Legal Tuesday every Tuesday at this time. And thank you, Joe, for coming back in.
Yeah, we were actually a Cheez-Its expert.
I love Joe Stanley because he's just so honest.
He yelled at me for my snack.
He came in
and
he's like, Shannon, if you're going to eat those, you have to eat Cheez-Its. You can't eat those things.
Look, I'm on a Walmart budget this week, and Cheez-Its didn't fit into it. Only the Great Value brand did. And no, they're not as good at all, but it's better than
Don't get Joe started, okay?
Better than being hangry.
That's true.
It's funny that you say that, Joe, because we actually had a conversation about that in the morning mess, where there's some things you just can't go generic on. And Cheez-Its would be one of them. I'm with you on that one. They're amazing. All right, phone lines, 315-421-9595. Text line, 315-629-9570. We're going to get started right now, but don't wait to call Joe because he's only going to be on until just before 9. Legal Tuesday starts right now, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. And if they want to contact you, Joe, don't go alone. Contact Joe.
All right. It's 1-800, I think, is my number. Yeah, 1-800-608-3333, stanleylawoffices.com. And my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
We got a phone call about 20 minutes ago. The guy couldn't call right now because he'd be at work. But his grandfather died. All of the children are in the estate. He, as the grandson, wants to buy the actual land. How is the best way to go about that?
I presume what he's saying is that the land has been left to everybody. Mm-hmm. Usually when that happens, everybody doesn't agree to want to own it at the end, and then they sell it anyways. And so what the process is, I've been through this before, you get an appraisal, a fair market appraisal, and then you offer to buy it for that fair market, and everybody gets the money. The rest of the grandchildren get the money that you buy it from the estate. And that's usually the process. And unless there's others that want it, you know, if some of the other grandchildren want it, then you've got an issue of who bids on it, because usually
that is who pays the most at that point.
Well, yeah, usually if you got eight people don't want to own the land. If you think about it, they want it to be sold,
right?
Which usually is what happens with property that is part of an estate. It's sold, and then you split up the money, and you can buy it, but it has to be fair market value, because that way you assure everyone else that no one's getting a good deal. In other words, everybody's treating fairly. So that's what should happen. You might want to talk to your own lawyer. You talk to the administrator's lawyer, whoever the lawyer for the estate is, first to see how it's going to go, and then you might want to get your own lawyer for that process.
It'd probably be smart to get a lawyer in that situation, no matter when you're buying something like that, right?
Well, you want to make sure to see what they're going to do. I mean, if they're going to offer to sell it, then that's the process to do it. And the lawyer for the estate might say, okay, if we get an appraisal, everybody else agrees to do it, and you buy it at that appraised amount, then you still need a lawyer for the closing, and you would. So, yes, but see how it's going to go first.
It's the Morning Mass Legal Tuesday segment brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Joe Stanley is here, 315-421-9595, or you can hit us up on the text line. I think we got a text.
Yep. Hey, Joe, how much trouble could my ex get into if I press charges for locking me out of my personal residence, not allowing me access to my clothing and items from my mom's estate? Oh, and also discarding my mail. She knew I was on my way there to get my things and decided to go the night before and change the deadbolts.
So he doesn't live there anymore, or he does? I'm just kind of confused.
Well, he said his personal residence.
Well, what's she doing there, though? She's his ex. I mean, that would be, what, are they still both living there? I mean, if she has access and they both are entitled to the property, I guess she can lock anybody out that she wants. Now, whether she can throw out your personal, the police are never going to get involved with that unless you can prove specifically that there's a crime, which means that she didn't have access to the property, that she actually threw out or destroyed or you know, converted your property. That's not so easy on that story you're telling me. So you need to document whatever you say did or did not happen. But if she's got access, she can pretty much do what she wants.
Now, throwing away someone's mail, that's illegal.
Well, you're not, you got to prove it.
You got to prove that, though. And, you know, he's going to say that. She's going to say, I don't know anything about it. And you know, that's one of those deals.
But if you can prove it, that's a big
issue. Oh, yeah,
I mean, that's
a serious
issue.
You're not, yes, that's actually, offense. That's a federal crime. Mm-hmm. And just stealing your property is a federal crime. You can't throw away other people's property either. That's not permissible. The scenario with that is as though the police don't really want to get involved with a, you know, a squabble like that, because that's all they'd be doing if
it takes up a lot of time. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to get along. And
that's way easier said than done. Yeah. A lot of times like that too, if the police do get involved, what they're going to have to do is, they'll give you a police escort, where once you can prove that you can get your stuff out of there, a lot of times.
Well, no, that's one of those things. If you're splitting up, decide who's going to be where and what. Yeah. Don't you, if she has access to the property, how can you be claiming she locked you out? So, and if she doesn't, then that's a crime. Then you have her arrested. She's trespassing. She's not even supposed to be there. But if you're going to split up, that's one of those things you need to do at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave your things behind. Don't.
Yeah.
Because once people get pissed off, they're.
Yeah.
Things morning, go bad fast.
Morning, Mass. You're on the air. Did you have a question for Joe Stanley this morning?
Yes, I do. I take Medicaid taxis all the time. And not too long ago, one of the drivers showed me a picture while I was sleeping. They're taking pictures of me and showing it around to all their drivers. And I know there's a HEPA law, and I was just wondering if that's worth suing over.
Well, I don't know if it's worth suing over. It's, first of all, that is it's a violation. And I don't know about HIPAA, but it's a violation of your privacy. And I'm sure it's a violation of the cab company's rules. And yes, you should write the cab company a letter and say, hey, you need to cease and desist of doing this. Your drivers are violating my privacy. And you could be subject, you tell them in writing that, you know, I can sue you for a violation of my right of privacy. And they should really not do it at all. And I don't know if this is licensed, whoever licenses cab or whatever it is, you might want to send a letter to the licensing authority saying these people are engaging in this kind of behavior and you should take their license away from them because this is clearly improper.
Because I found out afterwards that a friend of mine had the same problem with it.
Well, again, that's something you might want to report. If they're doing it more than once, you might want to report to the police also, because that is not... That's not acceptable behavior.
Yeah, that's icky. Yeah.
If they're doing it more than once, what else are they doing, and what are they taking pictures of, and what are they doing with them?
Yeah, it's like Joe said, send a letter to the whoever owns the company and tell them what's going on and tell them you want it to stop immediately. And then if that doesn't work, Joe, then she can...
I would file, a complaint with the police. I mean, and if there's more than one of you, you and the other person should both complain. And if you have proof, in other words, if they're posting these on the internet or whatever, you bring the proof that they have, that there's pictures.
Well, they would have to lie, because the one guy who told me that, because I was sleeping and I kind of fell off the seat, he took a picture of it and they were all laughing about it and stuff. So,
well, that again, these they need to grow up and do something a little different. But again, that's unacceptable behavior. It's not permissible. And really, they should be terminated from their jobs for doing that. And anybody who does that kind of thing deserves to be terminated.
Yeah, good luck to you, and thanks for calling. We appreciate it, okay? All right, take care. 315-421-9595. Text line 315-629-9570. Joe Stanley is here from the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. Contact Joe, and how can they reach you at your office, Joe?
Sure. 1-800-608-3333, stanleylawoffices.com, and joe@stanleylawoffices.com email.
Let's see. How can you tell if you're being scammed with a fake check, and are there repercussions for cashing a fake check? How do I report it?
I have experienced these, and some of these fake checks are quite good. And by the way, if somebody's giving you a check and you don't know them, they don't owe you money, and they're offering to give you this, it's too good to be true. It is. And don't be bothered with it. Now, you can deposit it in your account. They won't give you money, but if you try to draw money out, there has to only be money in your own account until it clears. There is no... The way people get in trouble is they actually send money. They put it in their account, and then they send their own money off to wherever, thinking this check is going to clear, and then your own money is gone. Don't ever participate in that. If first of all, if the check looks funny, it probably is. If it's not from a source that you know of, or that somebody that owes you money... don't. And if somebody owes you money and is giving you a bad check, that's different because there's all sorts of penalties. If you give a check that bounces, that's different. I mean, a legitimate check that bounces is penalties for the person who does it and also for you if it bounces because you know how banks are with bounced check fees.
Yeah. Well, another thing is real quick, too. I'll throw this out there. Try not to take personal checks. Take official checks, money orders, or cash, and then you won't have that issue.
Yeah, but there's so many scams out there with people with checks.
A lot of times in banks now, they'll actually, if you bring a money order in, my credit union does, if you bring a money order in, they'll actually call to make sure it's legit because there's so much fake stuff going on.
It's
awful. Scam Central.
Yeah, it's just something you have to be very careful with, but don't be involved in one of these. You know, people fall for these deals all the time, and it's so sad because
it is.
If it seems too good to be true,
it is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Joe Stanley is here. Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass at 95X. We do this every Tuesday at this time. We have time for one more text that came in, so Shannon's going to ask that question for Joe.
If you're in a lease for an apartment and the owner of the building sells it, the current lease is good for how long? Like, can you have a 2, 3, or 5 year lease, or is only 1 year allowed?
Well, first of all, if the owner sells the building, it's a question of whether he sells it subject to the leases or not. Okay, because a lot of people who buy property want the leases because that's how they're making their money. So that's the first question. You need to find out if they're going to terminate you. There are actual rules in place, and I don't remember them off the top of their head. How long they can give you before they can terminate the lease if there's a new owner? So the first question is: are they going to want to keep the leases? All right, because a lot of times they do. And even if the new owner takes over, he has to honor it for a certain period of time before he can cancel it. And I forget, by law, there are provisions. So those are things, if it's going to happen, you can check out. And if you can send me an email, I can give you the specifics. I can look it up.
Great question for Joe Stanley today for Legal Tuesday. We're busy on the text line today. Don't go it alone. Contact Joe if you want more personal advice. You can reach out to the Stanley Law Office. And again, if Joe can help you, he will. And if he can't, he'll point you in the right direction. So how do they reach you? One more time, Joe.
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com, 1-800-608-3333, and stanleylawoffices.com.
Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. It's Be Kind to Lawyers Day. We're always nice to you, Joe.
You guys are just fabulous. You work hard.
Well, thanks, Joe.
Even though Shannon eats those fake Cheez-Its, I don't know. I'll forgive her.
It's okay.
Lay the law down.
Next time I have you over for a party, I'll have a good spread.
Okay. Well, all you need is a box of Cheez-Its, and I'm good. I'm going to eat the box
They're
of Cheez-Its.
So good, damn it.
I love it. Joe, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.